country has been hijacked by a criminal cabal intent on using the hard-earned dollars of the American people for war, occupation, and empire. As a result, the national leadership of my country, both Democratic and Republican, became complicit in war crimes, torture, crimes against humanity, and crimes against the peace. As a member of Congress from the Democratic Party, I drafted articles of impeachment against George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Condoleezza Rice. Later, when Democrats voted to support more war rather than take care of the needs of the people, I declared my independence from them and from all national leadership. The Green Party nominated me to run for president, which I did, on a platform of truth, peace, justice, and dignity. I watched as candidate Barack Obama came here to Germany to speak. I saw tears on the faces of many in the crowd who believed that finally there was something worth believing in again, that America had turned a page from its evil playbook that had so outraged and disappointed the world, that good was finally about to triumph over evil. I know that beleaguered people all over the world, victims of cruel and deadly military, economic, imperial policies, finally could believe in hope and change, and America could be believed in again. Everywhere I went, all over the world, there were pictures of Barack Obama, slogans, "Yes, we can," and the words "hope and change" plastered everywhere. And after 8 years of George W. Bush, Barack Obama seemed to be the man the world was waiting for. So when the candidate became the president, we held our breath in anticipation that torture and rendition, spying against innocent dissenting Americans, war and occupation, crimes against the U.S. Constitution, and crimes against the peace would end, and that the United States would finally join the community of nations. Sadly, 1 year into the presidency of Barack Obama, that is not the case. On our front doorstep, we have witnessed U.S. complicity in the overthrow of President Zelaya in Honduras and the hostile takeover of Haiti by 20,000 troops with guns sent in with the devastated people needed food, doctors, and heavy lifting equipment. President Obama is expanding U.S. troop presence in Colombia, threatening the people's gains in Bolivia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Cuba, and Nicaragua. President Obama has drones killing innocent people in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. And administration lawyers are trying to figure out how to legally kill U.S. citizens. You even have U.S. assassination teams on German soil. Sadly, President Obama is guilty of every item I cited in my articles of impeachment against George Bush. Both Tony Blair and President Obama justify war in Afghanistan by citing the tragedy of the September 11th attacks in New York and on the Pentagon. But my government has not told the truth about what really happened on that day, just like they lied to start a war in Iraq. So what are we to do? Let us work together on behalf of truth, justice, dignity, and peace. I will struggle in the U.S., and I will also struggle with you. Not one more dime for war. We cannot give in, and we cannot give up. We must take our countries back.
Spin and spin, and the big wheel turn round and round. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheel turn round. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn round, round. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn round and around. Merry Christmas, jingle bells, Christ is born and the devil's in hell. Hearts, they shrink, pockets swell, everybody know and nobody tell. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn round, round. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Oh, the sins of Caesar's men, cry the pious citizens. Petty thief, the five and tens, and the big wheel turn round, round. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn round and around. Blame the angels, blame the fates, blame the Jews or your sister Kate. Teach your children who to hate, and the big wheel turn round, round. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn around, round. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn around. Full sins you've sowed, add your straw to the camel's load. Pray like hell when the world explodes. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Little wheel spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Swing your girl, fiddler say, later on the piper pay. Do-si-do, swing and sway, dead will dance on Judgment Day. Little wheel, spin and spin, big wheel, turn around and around. Little wheel, spin and spin, big wheel, turn around and around. Little wheel, spin and spin, big wheel, turn around and around. Little wheel, spin and spin, big wheel, turn around, round. Little wheel, spin and spin, big wheel, turn around, round. Little wheel, spin and spin, big wheel, turn around, round.
The earth is alive. We dance in circles around her. Goddess arrives. She still holds out her hands as we found her. Wake up, wake up. She says, I gave you birth, I will serve you. Wake up, wake up. She says, I gave you birth, trust in me, I will serve her. Girl, trying to bring love to this world, so I pray to the furthest star from the sun. Gather all love and gather everyone, because our Holy Mother Earth is life, but her family is sleeping. Wake up, wake up. She says, I gave you birth, I will serve her. Wake up, wake up. She says, I gave you birth, trust in me, I will serve you. She cries, I am life, and I love, I love when you dance in circles around me. Goddess arise, and I still hold out my hands as you found me. Wake up, wake up. She says, I gave you birth, I will serve, I'll serve you. Wake up, wake up. She says, I gave you birth, trust in me, I will serve you. Holy Mother Earth, and I'm just a girl trying to bring truth to this world. So I call upon the forces of the sky. Help us see heaven in between our lives. Wake up, wake up. She says, I gave you birth, I will serve, I will serve you. Wake up, wake up. She says, I gave you birth, trust in me, I will serve you. She cries, I am alive, and I love when you dance in wake up, she says, I gave you birth, I will serve you. Wake up, she says, I gave you birth, trust in me, I will serve you. She cries, I am alive, I gave you birth, I will serve you. Zahi,
Kootenai Co-op Radio, Nelson, BC, CJLY 93.5 FM, and 96.5 if you are riding a ferry. Ben's here tonight.
You can call us in the studio, of course.
Tweaking some nubbery, and started off the night with some Cynthia McKinney, speaking live in Germany, and Buffy St. Marie, and then Stephanie Dufresne. And, yeah, that's some nice Canadian content there. Other than Cynthia McKinney. And back to the Canadian content, here's DZ with For Sure on the Norm L, the Studio 352-3706. Whoa! Lasers. Bring that back, yeah, the lasers. Where is it?
As far as we are concerned, we are ready to be to move at any time. Join the people of Haiti to share in their suffering, help rebuild the country, moving from misery to poverty with dignity. The spirit of Ubuntu that once led Haiti to emerge as the first independent black nation in 1804, help Venezuela, Colombia, and Ecuador attain liberty, and inspire our forefathers to shed their blood for the United States independence, cannot die. Today, this spirit of solidarity must and will empower all of us to rebuild it.
Of course, I mean, we see George Bush and Bill Clinton, former presidents, who've been the key orchestrators of the undermining of ancient sovereignty and democracy, standing right there, supposedly play some sort of role. But I think it's very key that there's a plan for Haiti. And we have to begin to, as progressives and people who are concerned about Haiti and have been concerned about it, we have to begin to build some sort of consensus, a movement around the Haiti that the Haitians envision. The plan is not what the Haitians envision. Of course, it's never been what the Haitians envision from the outset of its independence. But we must be there to support what their plan is. And certainly their plan is a plan in which there's reconstruction where Haitians participate in that. We're not past the immediate crisis. Relinquishes its own sovereignty. The important thing is that Haitians be a part of this whole process. And certainly, in my opinion, and I'm saying in my opinion,
that he simply resigned.
President Aristide, did you resign?
No, I didn't resign. What some people call resignation is a new coup d'etat or a modern kidnapping.
And why do you call it a coup, kidnapping?
Because they broke the constitutional order by using force to have me out of the country the way it happened.
How did it happen?
I will not go to details, maybe next time, but as I said, they use force. When you have militaries coming from abroad, surrounding your house, taking control of the airport, surrounding the National Palace, being in the streets, and take you from your house to put you in a plane where you have to spend 20 hours without knowing where they were going to go with you, without talking about details, which I already did somehow in other occasions. It was using force to take an elected president out of his country.
March of 2004. That was President Aristide. That was on the flight back in a plane in March of 2004.
In Canada, yes.
Of the that was backed by the United States
and Canada. Yes, yes. I think it's pretty evident. All the information that's come out in the last 5 years, now almost for nearly 5 years, suggested it was a coup. It certainly, when we talk about President Aristide, whatever his distractors may say, whatever people may say, he attempted to bring some sort of continuum of democracy to Haiti. It's the first time in Haiti's history that you moved from Aristide to President Bobal to back to Aristide. First time there was in some sort of continuity in this democracy, in this history. But as always, as we know that, and perhaps one of the things that have come out of this whole thing is that we'll learn the lesson and we'll learn more about really what has happened to Haiti. Maybe people will ask the right questions now about this.
motherfuckers. You know we rule.
And ask those questions in a way in which they understand the complicit role the United States has played since Thomas Jefferson. Since Thomas Jefferson in undermining Haitian sovereignty, how Europe, Germany, and France continue to undermine its sovereignty. So I think there's a chance of an opportunity for a different kind of discussion about it.
Slave armies defeated Napoleon's legions, making Haiti the first independent black republic in the world. Fearing the example would spread, the United States refused to recognize Haiti, beginning an uneasy relationship between a country founded by slaves and one founded by slave owners. At the turn of the century, America's view of Haiti was summed up by Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan, who said, "Dear me, think of it, niggers speaking French."
You know, more than 2 years before we entered World War I, we decided we had to control Haiti.
Here's Port-au-Prince, Haiti, in 1915, chief city of an island nation torn by internal trouble. Behind these scenes of peace and semi-tropic tranquility, there's uneasiness and unrest.
The U.S. government wanted to control the strategic windward passage between Haiti and Cuba.
I'll say the same reply.
So they created
and, you know,
a pretext.
A lot of this is kind of flat earth stuff. I don't agree with you that there is any doubt about the consensus. There is a consensus. 98% of the research climatologists in the world say that global warming is real, that it's caused by us, that it's happening now, that its impact's going to be catastrophic. There are 2% who disagree with that. Some of them, though not all, are paid for by Exxon and the carbon cronies. Some of them have other reasons for saying that, and maybe they believe it. But I have a choice of believing the 98% or the 2%. If you believe my 98% and we go ahead and try to reduce our carbon, we've gotten rid of a dirty fuel, we've made ourselves energy independent, we've made improved our national security, we've improved prosperity and quality of life and health for American citizens. If we believe Mr. Blankenship and his 2% and they're wrong, the whole of civilization is destroyed. So, you know, it just makes sense to me to go with the 98%.
Unfortunately, Mr. Kennedy only knows about poverty from what he read in the books. He hasn't experienced it firsthand. It's a very unpleasant experience. Most of us in this room think that we've experienced a touch of it or witnessed a touch of it, but we haven't. Again, millions of people starve to death in the world. If you go to India, 420 million people live without electricity, and they don't even have the dignity and privacy of a place to go to the bathroom. It's a very sad situation in the world, and it's getting to be a sad situation in this country. You know, if you look at 6.5 billion tons of coal used elsewhere in the world to raise their quality of life, it's not going to be possible to change the temperature of the earth by limiting industry in this country and taking people's jobs away.
This is the worst environmental crime that's ever happened in our history. It's a crime not against just the environment, but against democracy, the capture of these agencies that are no longer.
Tranquility, there's uneasiness and unrest.
The U.S. government wanted to control the strategic windward passage between Haiti and Cuba, the major shipping route to the Panama Canal and the Pacific. So they created a pretext to justify a military intervention.
And then in 1915, United States Marines land in Haiti to battle Haitian bandits threatening destruction of American properties. And native bandits quickly head for the hills. This puts immediate end to troubles in populated areas, but Marines prepare to drive into interior and rout the insurgents out.
The arrogance with which we went about it, when you think of a young Franklin Delano Roosevelt as an assistant secretary of the Navy, bragging. I can see him there bobbing on the deck now, and he's writing the Constitution for the free people of Haiti. There can't be a more imperialist mentality than that. These people are too dumb to write their own Constitution. I have to do it for them. Hard days, did a lot of living in the past 6 minutes. Cold like a blizzard when the flow's getting it. Space time jumper, teleport passive. Man like a clock, 2-3 word fashion. Always on course, new techniques each. Hold to the beats while we storm up the beach. All I wanna do is wanna teleport passive.
I bleed petrol. We let go so the beats can control. Move real slow.
like I'm sipping scissor. Land of the Oaks teamed up with the bizzard. Home for the future, here comes the rooster. Melanin man, so always feel super. Duper deluxe, bass neck with the cuts. Live from Babylon and WWD. The girls go nuts, the boys go nuts. But none can touch what the king dreamed up. Your team dreamed up, my team too giddy. Writing on walls to the deep hall city. We 360, you 45. Now we see who keep the party live. Don't give it up, cause your boy get caught. If you really feel fly, go put your hands up.
Still is the normal.
The source goes roaming in an overgrown metropolis. Tacoma toes moments in a frozen post-apocalypse. Stone sober, blow soaking to the broken bone. Home alone, decoding omens in my chromosomes. I'm known to focus most when I blow for jokes. With a load of blokes blowing smoke till I overdose. And this goes to those proposing toast to the toes. I'm few, this goes to you. SMB man, you know the crew. And there's no hope posing Pinocchio. Ropey flow, joker spitting vocals at the pony show. This goes to those with a middle finger up. Giving it to big, but your dribble isn't sick enough to back it up. So listen up, you whack as fuck. Forgot the swagger look. Sack it off. Battle in the brat, Gary Kasparov. That's a rap, I rock it ragged as a hacking cock. Mr. Key, grab my flaccid cock as I stagger off. What?
Thank you.
Okay, so we're still going here on the Norm L, and you're listening to us live here at 308 A Hall Street in Nelson, BC. And here's some organic ismness with the track Low Freaks.
Gunshot, gunshot, let your heart stop. Fuck the spirit, they go. songs they adore. What? Dead money and we really on the floor. What? Million pounds and in my guns gone platinum. Shut up the pussy with the loaded magnum. Million pounds and in my guns gone platinum. Shut up the pussy with the loaded magnum.
Thanks for tuning in tonight up there in Nelson, BC. We're playing live 93.5 Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, like I said, BC. 96.5 on the ferry and 107.5 up in Spokane, New Denver. You know it. This is Rob Sparks with Thug Step on the normal. Ben coming up, relieving of me. He's gonna relieving of me. Looks like Taylor is leaving. Bye, Taylor. No, no, no. We don't want you to leave. Come on. No way. The roamer is out of here. Okay, yeah. Back to the tracks. Here's Kente de Mai.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, so off of Senseless Records, Kente de Mai, remix by Kanji Kinetic. And there's Leah, she's dancing too, right on. So we just had a quick phone call, and then a hang up. But Ben's coming up here on the Norm L.
Thank you. people, all of the people, all of the people. So we can't play the tune every day. I love so I can't play the tune every day.
The Normal on Cooney Cob Radio.
Just dropped his fairy tales on the floor. You have dropped your fairy tales, mate. So this is SPY, or Spy with Dark Ages.
Into a flounder for being the greediest person in the world. But my punishment is over now, and I'm a man again.
Grant me my wish! Grant me my wish!
Here is how your wish will be granted. Now you become the flounder swimming in the sea. You are the greediest person in the world. foolish woman.
Some Outcast on the Norm L. Ben in the mix. 11:27. One more song, maybe from the man, and then I'll close it off. And upcoming is Jay with After Dark on Kootenai Co-op Radio. I might throw some kung fu in here.
As the avenging army gathers against the tyrant, the distraught Lady Macbeth walks in her sleep.
Yet, here's a spot. Out, damned spot. Out, I say. One, two... I think it's time to do it. Hell is murky. By my lord, by a soldier and a feared. What need we fear? Who knows it when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have had so much blood in him? The vein of fight had a wife. Where is she now? His hands ne'er be clean. No more of that, my lord, no more of that. Ma, all it is starting. But here's the smell of blood still.
All right, Ben's out of here. Hey, who's this, Ben? Come on, before you go, let us know. Come on.
This is Frank from Neptune.
Yeah? Tape Frog?
Tape Frog.
Got a label?
I can't see it right now. It's Kootenai Co-op Radio. We'll be right back.
Norm L. Easy out there. Whoa. All right. So, where were we? That was a 16-bit track, Chainsaw Calligraphy, still going. It was a Tanjay Kinetic remix. And now, I just dropped this track. Adam Kroll with Eliminate. Eliminate. It gets going here. It does. It really does.
We are cutting down the Appalachian Mountains, these historic landscapes where Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett roamed. The oldest ecosystem in our country, a place where our culture is rooted. And we're doing it with these giant machines that cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And that practically dispense with the need for human labor, which indeed is the point.
That's enough
when
of that.
My father was fighting strip mining,
this is what I want.
It was much
here
smaller
we go.
Back then in the 1960s. I recall a conversation that I had with him when
Normal.
I was 14 years old.
Ben and Tyler.
To me, They're not just destroying the environment. They're permanently impoverishing these communities because there's no way that they can ever reestablish an economy on these barren moonscapes that are left behind. And he said, they're doing it so they can break the unions.
Yeah, you might want to dance to this. Sounds better loud. Quite loud if you can. We're trying our best here in the studio. These speakers are doing their best. Thank you to the volunteers so we can have speakers. Careful on this next track. It's gonna sound like it's distorted, so be careful. It's gonna sound distorted, so do what you gotta do on your levels. Normal 93.5 Nelson.
Heavy!
This is Funt Case with Gorilla Flex. Careful.
Here know that you have very big eyes and a big mouth, but no real skill at all.
Sissy, you shouldn't tease me. You're no better than me. All you know how to do is with our second brother.
Mm-hmm.
mantis fist. That's right. I've mastered the deadly mantis fist. Yang Chong, now is the time for you to try it.
What's your name, scumbag?
We'll be right back.
excellent. I call this the wire style. It's inherited from Mume, the Huang style founder.
Whoa, it's really trebly in here. So this is the last track, Criminal ML. And Jay's coming up with After Dark. Thanks for tuning in. 93.5 Nelson, BC, Canada.
Get rid of him before he recovers. Otherwise,